Daddy's long gone and he left you by your lonesome. Thanks alone for my kids, even if nobody else want them. Cause I think we can make it, in fact, I'm sure. And if you fall, stand tall or come back for more. Cause ain't nothing worse than when your son wants to know why his daddy don't love him no more. You can't complain, you was dealt this hell of a hand without a man feeling helpless. Because there's too many things for you to deal with. Dying inside, but outside you're looking fierce. A lot of tears is rolling down your cheek. Is daddy hoping things don't all down the street? Cause if it did, you couldn't take it. And don't blame me.
It's hot here in the Love Shack. You're listening to WGXC ACRA, Hudson, Catskill.
The Catskill High School Interact Club has scheduled its Martin Luther King March for Peace and Justice for February 17th. The event meets at the Second Baptist Church in Catskill at 5 p.m. Then a candlelight march starts at 5:15 p.m. The group will march from the Second Baptist Church, that's at Upper Main Street on Catskill, to the Greene County Courthouse, to the Catskill Middle School lawn. That is, again, the Martin Luther King March for Peace and Justice, February 17th, organized by the Catskill High School Interact Club. Go to the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org for more information about this event and many other community events in your area.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at WGXC.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bob Wills Architecture of Rhinecliff, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to Transmission Arts programming on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, Catskill, Hudson. Listener support radio for open ears. I'm Georgia, and oh my gosh, I'm so used to saying director of the Hudson Area Library. I'm Georgia, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia, and I am also from Hudson.
I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I am also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate.
Bookish things.
Things.
And that's what we'll do today, because that's what we do. But we want to wish everybody a Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. So who hosted the show while I was gone?
No one.
The show was canceled?
Yeah, because our show was on holidays 2 weeks in a row.
Oh.
So our poor listeners have had no Bound by Books experience unless maybe they were listening to reruns.
But we're back now.
Mm-hmm. We're back.
Making new stuff.
Yep.
And I read a lot of books over the holidays, but also in the past year. I finished my challenge. I read 648 books last year.
Yay.
You kept track of that?
Yeah.
How?
On an app.
Oh. I thought that you like did tally marks.
No.
Was like, one.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah, on my
count
wall.
All those five.
No, I just Goodreads and I mark down when I'm reading a book and then I mark when I finish it and I give it a rating. So.
Oh man, I wish I got to do the woo.
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 So who wants to talk about a book first?
I can talk about some literature, like they're not exactly books, but I've gotten into a Shakespeare class in my college, and so I'm going to be reading a ton of Shakespeare.
Yay.
A lot of which I've already read, which is fun. Mm-hmm.
Is there one that you're most excited about reading again, and is there one that you're most excited about reading for the first time?
I want to read Romeo and Juliet again, because, you know, it's a classic. It's a good one. It has tons of adaptations. One of my favorite adaptations of it is actually a movie directed by Baz Luhrmann, where everything is set in modern day, but they still speak the script as it's written. Mm-hmm. So it's all modern stuff. Instead of swords, there are like modern weapons. Instead of the prince doing the whole monologue at the beginning, it's told through a news broadcaster, actually, which is very interesting. And Leonardo DiCaprio is in it. But they are all still speaking the way the play is written. Plus, Baz Luhrmann's directing is like some of my favorite stuff. But I'm looking forward to reading that again. That's for the first time. Well, it's not a play, but we're reading a lot of his sonnets. And they're very, very pretty. And they're really nice. And I love them. So I'm looking forward to reading more of those.
Yeah, I loved reading Shakespeare in high school, and I loved the sonnets. I thought they were really beautiful.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting to analyze them on a deeper level now in like a college class. Because mm-hmm. I loved reading them in high school. I'm pretty sure if you go back through the Bound by Books archives, you can see me systematically talking about this. Today we started reading Romeo and Juliet, and today we started reading Hamlet, and today we started reading Othello. Yeah.
Yeah, I know there's also a new adaptation of Macbeth coming to theaters this year that Ooh. Looks really good, with Denzel Washington as Macbeth and Frances McDormand as Lady Macbeth.
I can't believe I forgot Macbeth. I like that one as well.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I have a comic version of that one.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. And a comic version of Romeo and Juliet. I think I like the art in the Macbeth one, though, better.
I don't think I've read a comic version of Shakespeare. I've definitely seen a lot of movie adaptations. I personally like the Bollywood ones. Those are fun. Are you more into the tragedies? Have you read any of the comedies?
I definitely like the tragedies more. The comedies are all right. I feel like they were probably funnier during the time when they were read, like actually put on and performed. I find myself reading them and I'm just like, I have no idea what's going on. I have no idea what is supposed to be funny. I'm really confused. Mm-hmm. So I do prefer like the tragedies.
Well, I hope that class is fun.
Yeah.
And interesting. I'm curious how different it'll be from your studies in high school. Like what more insight you'll get mm-hmm. into them all and into his yeah. life.
Yeah, I'm excited since we're starting out with the sonnets, where Shakespeare in high school was just like one unit or module. This whole class is focused on him. So it should be fun.
That sounds great. Well, how about you, Georgia? What did you want to talk about today?
Well, so the way I discovered this sort of has a backstory. So yesterday I was on a reading site or a reading app called Epic for kids.
Oh no!
Oh, no, Georgia! Hopefully
that
she'll come back soon.
Epic.
We lost Georgia. Let's see if she gets back really soon. Otherwise, I'll talk about some stuff.
Well, I have an interesting question. You've never talked about books you don't like. And I was wondering if you had any books that you especially did not like. Because we always say books we love, books we hate, and then we never talk about the books we hate. Unless you get me off on, you start talking to me about Old Man and the Sea. And I set off on that.
I'm sure there have been books that I've disliked. She's back.
I'm back. I am so sorry.
That's
I
okay.
I accidentally turned my computer off. I am so, so sorry. Okay.
I'll get back to Amelia's question after you're done talking about your book.
Yeah, let's pick up where Georgia left off.
Yeah.
Okay. I have this reading site called Epic. It's for kids, like, I'd say I'm probably the oldest age for Epic. Like, I think the oldest age for Epic would probably be 11 or 12. So pretty much I was searching for books, and there's this book that kept coming up when I searched graphic novels, because I love graphic novels, if you didn't know that. I'm not readers. Listener. Oh my gosh, I'm just a mess today. Okay, so sorry, I did judge a book by its cover. This book, the cover is a bunny who has hair, wearing a hearing aid with shorts, a tank top, and a superhero cape flying. So I sort of judged it by its cover and thought it was a book, like a picture book for my sister's age. My sister's 4. So I thought, like, oh, maybe I'll read this and see if it's good for my sister. And so I started reading it, and then I realized it's really a 246-page graphic novel, and it is super good. This is my new favorite graphic novel. It's called El Defo. I'll read the description on here. I don't know if it's the real description, but going to a school and making new friends can be tough, but going to school while wearing a bulky hearing aid, that requires superpowers. So I really like this book because it's actually based off of the author's personal experience. Like, as a kid, it's like sort of a personal narrative, but the fun thing about it, though, is it's told in all the characters are bunnies with hair and who wear clothes. So it really adds a lot of lightheartedness and fun to the story. It really is fun, like, watching all the bunnies talk. And the bunnies look exactly like humans, except they have ears. Every character is a bunny. It's really fun. So I'd read it let's say, Googleplex out of 100. Probably my second favorite book.
Oh, wow.
It's really good.
Yay.
Or no, one number before Googleplex. I don't know.
So your first, your favorite book is a Googleplex out of 100?
Yeah.
So that's one less than that.
My favorite book is Tangled Up in Luck by Meryl Wyatt. Hmm. It's really good.
Yeah, I read El Defo.
You need to read it.
I haven't read that one yet, but I did read El Defo a long time ago, so I don't remember it very well, but I do remember liking it a lot.
By Emily. Yeah. Read Tangled Up in Luck.
Okay.
Your world.
I think my to-read list is too big to add to it, though. Somebody told me I can't add any more books to my to-read list until I finish some more of them. Somebody wise once told me that. Wonder who that could be.
That was totally not me.
Well, I have a couple books I could talk about. One I'm not going to really talk about, but just mention that it's out, is that the second Katie the Cat Sitter book is out. And I loved the first one, and the second one is really fun as well. But I feel like it's hard to talk about the book without spoiling the first one. But basically, Katie the Cat Sitter is about Katie, who becomes a cat sitter, shockingly. But she's a cat sitter for a neighbor who has like hundreds and hundreds of cats. And the cats show themselves to have some very special skills. And meanwhile, there's also like superheroes and supervillains. And Katie's kind of trying to figure out what's going on with that, and also trying to raise money because she wants to go to the summer camp that her friends are going to that she and her mom can't afford. So that's why she's cat sitting for the summer. But she also makes some new friends and learns to skateboard. And so a lot of this stuff is tied into the second book as well. But it's really fun. And it just came out this month. So
is it a graphic novel?
It is.
I'm in.
It's really good. So highly suggested. And I read another comic graphic novel over the break, which I know I'm pretty sure that Georgia has read, called Primer. Did you read that one? It's like a superhero book.
Primer.
About a person that has like special paints that give them special powers.
Yes, I love Primer. Primer is so good. I love Primer. That one's so
really good.
I just love that one.
I don't know if there's a sequel to Primer.
Oh wait, I was the person who told you to read that.
I was pretty sure you did.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
That one's fun. I forget the character's name, but it's a young woman who
Ashley,
who's been hopping from foster family to foster family, and she settles in with a new family who she seems to really click with. And then one day she comes upon some paint that, when put on her body, like when it makes contact with her, it gives her different powers.
Like and a primer coat on a painting.
Yep. And so again, I don't want to give away too much about the plot on that one, but it's sort of a cool origin story for a superhero who I hope there's more books about, but I haven't come across sequels. I'll have to look it up after the show.
I am hoping, but I do not think so, sadly.
And then one other book I'll talk about is The Turtle of Oman by Naomi Shihab Nye, who I've only read her poetry before. I'd never read a novel by her, so I don't know how many novels she's written even, but it's a really nice middle grade novel about a kid named Arif Al-Amri, who lives in Oman in Muscat, which is the capital. And his family's planning to move to Ann Arbor, Michigan, because his parents are going to attend grad school there. And he really doesn't want to move. He loves where he lives, and he's going to miss both like the place where he lives, but all of the people there as well, and his friends. And so he's really procrastinating on packing his suitcase. His dad has already left for the States, and his mom is trying to get him to start packing so that they can go eventually to meet their dad in Michigan. And he's struggling to pack because he doesn't want to go. And then the mom calls the grandfather, his beloved grandfather, to come and help inspire him to pack. But instead, the grandfather takes him on an adventure, and they go and travel a little bit and see some nice spots and have some nice experiences as a way of gathering some memories to like bring with him to Michigan. And I just spent my holidays in Oman, so it was really fun reading this book while I was traveling there. And then I finished it up after I got home, but it was nice reading about some of the places that I saw. And I can see why he wouldn't want to leave there for Michigan. Not that Michigan's not nice. Sure, Michigan's lovely, but Oman's a really beautiful country. People are very friendly there.
Where's Oman?
It's in the Middle East.
Is Abu Dhabi in Oman, or am I completely wrong?
Abu Dhabi is part of the United Arab Emirates, which is shares a border with Oman.
Not completely wrong, but
no, they're nearby. So my sister is living and working in Abu Dhabi, so we went to that area for the holidays. So we spent some time in Abu Dhabi, some time in Dubai, and some time in Oman.
I was only asking because I know that you went to Abu Dhabi.
Yeah. But this was a very, very nice book. And I'm curious if I haven't checked to see if she's written other novels, because again, I've only read her poetry before, and I've really liked her poetry. It does look like she has some other books. Cool. We'll have to check that out. I read one last year called Castaway, Poems for Our Time, which I really liked. And we have some picture books of hers at the library, too. But yeah, those are my book shares for this week.
Awesome.
All three were very good. So Amelia asked me a question while we were missing Georgia, because you got kicked off accidentally or signed out accidentally. And so she was talking about how at the beginning of the show, we always say books we love, books we hate, bookish things. And she was asking if I ever hated a book, or if I ever have books I hate, because I don't really talk about books I hate.
I know that Amelia has one.
Yeah, she mentioned that. And I guess the answer is, like, I don't know if hate's a strong word. I've definitely not liked books that I've read before. Usually for
give us the juice.
I can't really remember, because for picture books, because I read a lot of picture books, they're short enough that if I don't like a book, or sometimes you don't know you don't like a book until the end of the book, because it just doesn't, it doesn't have a satisfying ending. So with picture books, I'll often finish them even if I'm not loving them at the start, because, you know, you give it time. It's not much time. So I've definitely read some picture books that I wasn't like fond of, but like were fine. The only picture book I think I've ever read that I would come close to saying I hated was, there was a book that we used to have in the collection here that eventually I think got lost, and it wasn't me. That was a Strawberry Shortcake book that was so awful. And there was a girl that lived locally that liked to come into the library and always asked me to read it. Like every time she was in, she wanted me to read this book to her. And it was painful.
What was it about? What did you not like about it?
It was about, this was a long time ago. I think somebody was having a party and they were delivering a letter or letters to all the friends that they wanted to come to the party. But I think it felt like an ad for Strawberry Shortcake. And that's what I didn't like about it. But also there was a character named, Fig Boot.
Fig Boot.
And it was really hard to remember, to, because it looks like Bigfoot, but it's Fig Boot. And it drove me crazy because I every time I looked at the word, it just seemed wrong.
Fig Boot.
Fig Boot is the name of a character in the book. So that
Fig Boot or Fig Boot?
Fig Boot. Like fig, like the fruit. Weird. And boot, like the thing you wear on your foot. So it was like Bigfoot, but Fig Boot. So it was
Fig Boot.
It just seemed wrong. And then I think it was mostly that it just felt like an ad for Strawberry Shortcake characters. And, well, and there's so many amazing books to read. So like the fact that I had to read that book over and over again was too much.
Wait,
what
is that girl who you read to is watching right now?
Well, she's older now. So I think if I would be happy to talk with her about all of the misery she put me through. But I did it for her because I cared. She was cool. So that's with picture books. I feel like there's not many that I like would say that I hate. But with novels or like longer works, I feel like I often just don't finish them. Like if I'm not liking them, I can usually figure that out pretty early on, and then I just stop reading them because life's too short for bad books.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of good books out there. So
my mom, when she's reading a book, when my mom is reading a book, she doesn't like, she insists on finishing it, and I just don't understand why you would do that to yourself.
Poor mama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think there were some times that I read books that I didn't like when I was doing like a specific reading challenge where I felt like I was in far enough that I wanted to just finish it so that I could count the book.
Well, yeah, but that makes sense if it's a reading challenge. My dad, I actually don't know if it was my dad or my mom that found it, but I found this printed out this morning on our dining room table, what looked like a book challenge where you had to read a book that was written in the year that was published the year you were born, another one that was maybe over two decades old, another one that you should have read in school, one that has a certain word in it, like a color or an animal in the title. And sounds, I thought that it looked interesting.
Yeah, I find those challenges are fun ways to like try new things out.
I like challenges with that more than like challenges that are like you just need to read this specific number of books, because those feel stressful and more like a deadline than something fun, and it makes it hard for me to read.
The one that I'm thinking, I can't remember the title or specifically what I didn't like about it, but there was one that I read for a challenge that was like what you're describing, and it was a nonfiction. It was a memoir, but it wasn't like a straight on memoir. It had something to do with like traveling somewhere abroad, and I just felt like I didn't like the author, narrator. Felt like he was annoying, and I don't know. I just didn't like taking that traveling experience with him. I wanted off the trip. I don't know if George is trying to talk to us.
I don't know either, but she is.
You're
on
trying
mute.
To talk to us,
Georgia. You're on mute.
Oh, I thought you were saying Amelia was trying to talk. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry.
You're like, here I am rambling on while Amelia's trying to talk.
And I was like, who, what? Oh, I'm sorry.
we just lost an epic amount of dialogue from Georgia. I was like, she's either talking to someone else or doesn't know she's on mute.
What was I just saying? Great. I lost my train of thought. Woohoo.
Oh, right. You better not go on trash talking the authors, because they might be listening, or readers might like... Oh my gosh, I keep calling them readers. Listeners might like that author.
Well, I think a good author knows how to take criticism.
Well, yeah.
No, not but everyone is going to like your work.
Well, they're bad authors, so I'm kidding. They're not bad authors.
Although I think there's also a difference between not liking someone's book and not liking someone. And I think part of what I didn't like about his book was his own character. So that one's maybe a little more personal. I won't say his name, but I also don't remember his name because I've blocked that book from my memory aside from the, I could probably describe the cover, but I'm not going to. It's a book for adults anyways, and this is a kid's show, so.
Tell me after the show.
Any bookish things anyone wants to report on? We've talked about books we love and books we hate, but we haven't talked much about bookish things. I guess sonnets and plays and movies.
Yeah, we kind of talked about.
That counts.
It's literature.
I shared my book.
Huh?
And I shared my book.
Yeah, book you love.
Yeah, true.
Yep.
Okay, bookish things. What are some bookish?
I don't know.
Oh, I have a bookish thing.
What?
I saw my first semi-4D movie that was the new Spider-Man movie. We went to a theater that has 4D, except because of COVID, it didn't have all of the elements that they usually have, because usually they like have, I think they have like sense and air like blows on you or whatever. But this one, it was just the chair moved around a lot.
What's the difference?
And it was really weird.
3D movies just make it feel like the things images are coming out at you.
Yeah, 4D, you get 3D movies, not 4D.
4D has the whole sensory experience. So like,
oh my god.
If there's a scene in a bakery, they might have the theater smell like cookies for a little bit. If there's a scene where things are jostling around a lot and things are getting thrown, or there's an earthquake, your seats might shake. There's a scene with a big gust of wind, there might be air that blows in your face, so it feels like you are very much in the movie. Disney does a lot of 4D attractions.
I have never come across it in the States. Do they have it around here?
I have no idea. I don't think so. I just know they exist because of Disney rides, because Disney rides do it a lot.
I definitely would not want to watch a earthquake horror movie. I would not want to watch a horror movie in 4D.
Oh yeah, that would be scary.
I think I'd be willing
imagine
to do it.
Like
it depends.
Maybe some theater dude is like behind the chair operating like a fake zombie arm grabbing at your face.
Yep. It was definitely it was intense at times. Like whenever there was a fight scene that was starting, we were like, oh no, we're about to get bounced around a lot. I don't know. I don't know if it's for me, but it was an experience. But I'd be interested in trying out the full 4D experience, like not with the COVID missing stuff. Mm-hmm. Although I don't know what Spider-Man would have smelled like.
What happens in the real 4D experience?
I don't know for Spider-Man. We were joking that we missed out on the smells of Spider-Man. Like, what does he smell like?
Maybe a bunch of crawly legs would crawl up your spine and eat you.
No.
Legs can't eat people, though.
Thank goodness. That'd be terrifying.
My leg has a mouth.
Yeah, spiders and octopuses would be so much more scary. Or octopi, sorry.
I have also seen the Spider-Man in the normal theater, and it was pretty good.
Yeah.
You are all so lucky you can go theaters. My sister is 4 and she's not vaccinated. So even though I'm fully vaccinated, like, you've got to protect my sister. So I can't go.
Yeah.
That's kind of stuff.
Yeah. That's the most important thing, that everyone is safe.
Yeah, because we could still spread to my sister. And I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
She's awesome. I got really lucky on sister front.
Me too. And Amelia got patches.
Yeah.
The cat.
Aunt Patches. I don't have any siblings.
Patches the kitty. Well, Patches my dog. My dog.